Montmartre. In the summer, its famous boot is the perfect place to waste the day away, while in the winter, its cozy cafes invite you to warm up with a glass of traditional spiced wine. Montmartre is ideal for getting lost, but also for feeling free. In fact, you can't help but sense the bohemian spirit that permeates this ancient Parisian village. Hello, my name is Rachel, your Rewind guide. I will guide you for the next hour in the heart of the most charming district of Paris, Montmartre. A few useful tips before we start. Please note that all the commentaries are 100% audio, which means that you have nothing to read. Visit with the phone in your pocket, as all the commentaries and directions trigger automatically at the right place and at the right time. Just remember to leave the application open during the walk, and do not hesitate to lower the brightness of your screen to save battery. If you're in the mood for shopping, or if you have a small craving during the tour, no problem. Simply press the pause button and resume the tour when you're ready. For your own safety, please keep an eye on your immediate surroundings, especially when crossing the road. So, how about we explore it together? First of all, let's take a quick look around. Do you see the entrance to the metro station? It looks bigger than the other ones, right? Well, that's because it's made with a glass canopy. You'll find metro station entrances like this all across the city. They're called Guimard entrances in reference to Hector Guimard, the architect who designed them. This one was originally built for the Hôtel de Ville station. It was moved here in the 1970s to add charm to the square. Turn around. Do you see the blue wall to your left, behind the gates of the square? This is the Mur des Je t'aime, or the I Love You wall. This 40-square-metre wall was designed by artists Claire Quito and Frédéric Baron. The artists went from one embassy in Paris to another, requesting that a native of each respective country wrote, I love you, in their mother tongue. These handwritten notes were then reproduced on enamel tiles in colours resembling the Paris metro. Do you see the bits of red between the inscriptions? These are the pieces of a puzzle which, when put together, form a giant red heart. A wall that unites. Hey, what a unique and fantastic concept! Now look towards the very back of the square. See the stone archways? These are the remnants of the abbey after which the square was named. When you face the square, go left along the gates to discover the history of this abbey.